Live from Station 12, it's Mary Rachel Quinn and Eugenie Bondurant. Welcome, ladies.
Hey!
Hi! Good to see you.
Happy Halloween, kids!
Today is Halloween and we are taping live.
Live.
So when you hear this, be very afraid because who's outside the door? Ladies, tell us what is going on with Station 12.
Well, I can tell you what's going on right now in this room is that Mary Rachel has her phone out and she's documenting everything with the phone. And she's coming up really closely with this phone into my face.
Look, you're conjuring look.
Okay, my face, my mouth is open. It's very scary. Pretending like I'm holding up an air knife. Yeah, that's what's happening right now.
You know, it's amazing when you have these two professional actresses who are directors and they have this wonderful Station 12 studio at Greenlight Cinema. Tell us a little bit about the journey and the classes you're teaching.
Go ahead, Mary Rachel, you want to start?
Yes,
okay,
please.
So we are grateful and thankful enough to partner with Greenlight Cinema.
Mike and Sue.
And Sue in downtown St. Petersburg. And I came up with the idea of having classes and putting them together, and I proposed that to Mike Hazlett at Greenlight. A few years ago, I'd say about 3 years ago, 4 years ago, we were a year into COVID.
COVID.
That
boo.
Crazy thing
but
that happened.
But some good things happen as a result of COVID, right?
A lot of wonderful things.
So
we have scene study. We have core scene study. We have scene study. We have master scene study. We have long-form improv. And drum roll now, short-form improv, which is taught and spearheaded by Mary Rachel Quinn.
Love me some improv. No matter what you do in life, actor, non-actor, doctor, Indian chief, school teacher, housewife, everybody needs more laughter. Boy, now more than ever before, right? And simply by implementing two beautiful words, which is the motto for improv, yes, and. Those two beautiful words will elevate your life, not only personally, but professionally as well. And it will open you up to doors that you had never seen before, never entertained walking through before, because one of my favorite quotes in improv is, there's always fun on the other side of a yes. So you'd be amazed how your life will change once you start implementing that inner dialogue of yes, and open up yourself to wonderful opportunities.
You hear how wonderful she is. Okay, so with that, that's how we are building this community of actors and directors and producers that are coming to our studio.
Yeah, so Eugenie is the master teacher, and I've known Eugenie for years, and I remember going in to Station 12 when she brought it to Greenlight, and I'm watching, and Tampa Bay is so, so lucky to have you as a teacher. Not only because you are an incredibly successful actress, but your passion for what you do and your passion for how you teach is so tangible and so beautiful and quite a gift. Your classes are very, very lucky to study with you. And trust me, I know. I've been around for a while. I've taken a lot of classes. And honey, you are the best of the best. And we're so lucky to have you here. Not only because you represent so beautifully as an actor, but because you are the teacher of all teachers. And you are helping people thrive and soar.
That's right.
Which is what you like to say, right?
I do.
Beyond their wildest dreams. And Greenlight is such a beautiful, nurturing playground for us to warm up with improv and laugh together.
Absolutely.
And come together. We need connection as human beings.
Absolutely.
And when we come together and we laugh and we play and we support each other and we yes and our lives, that's when the magic happens. And I see it unfold on the regular at Station 12 at Greenlight. And I can't believe I get paid to work there. So thank you for asking me to come in and teach improv, because I get to play and laugh with these beautiful people of all ages, shapes, sizes, colors, and it is delightful.
I think people, when they come there, they are they don't worry about putting barriers up. They are open. They are open to receiving. I think part of that does come from improv. Most of it does come from improv because you're warming them up. You're making them laugh. You're just making them accessible. Absolutely. It's great. It's been really fun.
Right. And I see that in your classes constantly. But the beauty of doing improv is we're playing, right? We get to play. We're not restricted to scripts. As actors, when we're doing scene work, especially in your class, you have to be memorized on your script and working with a scene partner. By yes-anding and standing up and not knowing what the hell you're going to do or who the hell you're doing it with or what this exercise is going to teach you, it's almost like jumping off a cliff with this most gorgeous golden parachute.
And when, you know, so usually,
and I love when you come in and play with the students. It is brilliant, and it elevates their experience, too. Their teacher and a seasoned actor of 35-plus years, side-by-side, teaching and acting, having fun in improv classes, yes-anding, and not knowing what the hell you're going to be doing,
no,
right?
I have no
because
idea.
My instructions, right, I try to keep the instructions on the game short and sweet, so it's like, here's what we're going to do, let's jump in, and like all things at Greenlight, or at Station 12, we start everything with, you know, let's play Hitchhiker in 3, 2, 1, and the magic happens, and everybody connects, and everybody yes-ands each other, and supports each other. And everybody, going back to what I said at the opening, too, it's so important to be creative, to have fun, to laugh as much as you can, and to yes and every opportunity to connect with each other. Because, you know, technology was meant to connect us, and it's really disconnected us as a society. And there's some strange things going on in the world right now. But when you're in class, everything stops at the door. And when you come into the playground, it's game on and so much fun.
You had a very interesting time this year. You actually made a film.
Me?
No. At the station.
Oh, yes, we did. Yes.
Tell us all about that. That was a very... So you actually gave your students a chance to really up their game.
Yeah. Here's what happened. Because of all these people coming together, and they did it. I just, you know, the location, and I happened to facilitate this creation moving forward. We had gotten together, and a bunch of the students and I had gotten together on a Saturday, and I knew this group of students was getting together, so I said, why don't you meet at Greenlight, and I'll be there, and we can do scripted readings. And so they started saying, you know, we want to write a script, and we want it to be a mockumentary about an acting class. So I said, oh, that's fantastic, because... you know, that's a no-brainer. And sure enough, within just a few months, they had put together a script. We had fleshed it out. We had done table read, refined it. And then before you knew it, they were filming the mockumentary at Greenlight Cinema. And talk about fun. And it's almost finished editing. It's almost at the end of the editing process. So that's very exciting. I know. Thank you for asking about that.
Absolutely. So how would you rate the current election? Do you think both of the key actors could have benefited from improv? And what's your take on that?
I want to stay away from election stuff. That's a Mary Rachel answer.
That is the easiest answer ever. It's the easiest answer ever. Yes, and. Uh-huh. Yes, and absolutely. And, you know, when I said at the top, everybody needs to take improv. Everybody. Yeah. By implementing the yes and connecting and laughing and creating magic and having fun and going back to the playground, the sandbox, and having open permission to just play and support each other. Absolutely. Yes, and helps everybody. It elevates our lives like you would not believe and opens up all kinds of beautiful doors.
Okay, so on the theme of today is Halloween Day.
Ooh.
Yeah. That's right.
My pretty.
Okay, I have a question for you both. What was the first scariest movie that you saw as a child, and how did it affect you? Now, mind you, the reason why I'm telling you this, or I'm asking you this, is because I was on Marvel's Werewolf by Night.
Oh, my gosh, that's right. What did you play?
I played... a monster killer. And I just...
And she's dressed...
kicked it all over the place.
She's dressed in this customized, gorgeous white outfit.
That's right. It is beautiful. It is beautiful.
How long were you there, Yush?
I think it was 4 weeks, a month. Yeah.
Pretty sweet. Where and who directed?
Atlanta, and Michael Giacchino directed it, who's an Academy Award winner, winning director. He's amazing.
Word. I'm sorry. Did you say Marvel?
Yeah, it was Marvel.
And it's on Disney?
Yeah, Disney Plus. It's on Disney Plus. Anyway, we're sitting around, and he says, he gets all, the entire cast together, which, you know, I think there are 8 of us or 12 or something. And he says, okay, so tell me that answer, and tell us your name so everybody gets to know each other. I've never been on a set like that before. And I thought, oh my gosh, I'm hearing the wonderful histories from all these people. What a gift. I'm sharing this time, this month with them, and I get to know something personal about them instead of sitting in a chair and, you know, maybe hoping that I strike up a conversation. So I'm asking you both that question. And who would like to answer first?
Oh, yes, you.
Nosferatu.
Oh, what'd you call her?
You. So Dracula always scared me, but what really scared me about Nosferatu as a child was she asked the vampire in, what was she thinking, and why did they have those claws? And you can just remake Dracula all the time you want, but that just scared the bejesus out of me.
That was a scary film. I remember seeing that a few years ago and going, and the shadows on there too. And you're right about, what is it? Why would you open the window and say, come on in, and, you know, just kill me, you know, or whatever you do as a vampire, like,
So my first scariest movie, I think, was when I was 12 or 13, and the movies were my thing. I loved going to the movies as a kid, right? I would get lost in the theater. And I'm going to give you a hint and tell me if you can say what it is.
It wasn't Chucky.
It was the camp movie where the kids went to the camp.
Yeah, yeah,
Crystal
yeah.
Lake. Yeah. It was something, and this murderer came to the camp and was killing all these kids, and it was horrifying, but I watched it.
Well, that wasn't one where the campers were there first. Yeah. You know, everybody that's listening to this knows exactly what this is, and I can't remember.
I'm going to bring
it's
up.
It's not Chucky because it was.
Oh, is it Friday the 13th?
Friday the 13th. That's exactly it.
It was the first one, right?
Yes.
And I think so many horror movies were spawned as a result of that movie. How terrible. We go to the movies and watch people getting slaughtered and we keep going.
Yeah,
and apparently, horror is one of the biggest, most successful genres in film production. Isn't that crazy?
You know, Mary Rachel Quinn, that's fine for you to say, but you're the one who was in fear of The Walking Dead.
Yeah, that's right. Yes. You should have seen her, man.
Don't you forget, I got shanked. I got totally shanked. But the beautiful thing of that is when you are killed, you get turned. And I got turned. I was directed by Lou Diamond Phillips in this beautiful business. You know, 35, 34 years of doing it. Every time I step on set, you're looking around at the set. I mean, there are hundreds and hundreds of people on set for Fear the Walking Dead. We shot in Texas. And I'm looking around, and every time I'm on set, I think, I am so grateful to be here. I really don't know how I got here, but I am so grateful to be here.
I know.
So I'm standing there, and she comes up and she shanks me, and I'd never been shanked or murdered before, right? This is probably old hat for you. It was new for me, and I'm like, I don't know that I've ever been killed before, how to act as being killed. So they went to my feet, and when I'm killed, my feet are the shot of after I've been shanked. And so afterwards, they turn you, and I was with an Orlando makeup artist who now is on Fear of the Walking Dead, or was, and I was in the chair for 3 hours, and it was fabulous. Mm-hmm. Do you know that there is a man on set for Walking Dead and Fear of the Dead? His only job is to sit in a van, and he puts the contact lenses in your eyes, and you go back to him afterwards, and he takes them out.
Oh.
And he does it all day. But once they put those contacts in, and they dirtied my teeth, and they had done the makeup, and she had written on my forehead, it was fabulous. Like, to see it as an actor, you use what's around you.
Yeah.
I had everything I needed. It was so fabulous. I never walked like a zombie before, but with the makeup and the clothing that they put me in, you have no choice but to be. And that's what I love about acting, is being present every time I'm on set and being grateful. And the magic is incredible.
You know, it's almost like you want to, you know what I'm visualizing in my head?
What are you vigiling?
My vigiling is, I know words come out of my mouth and I go, where did that come from?
But I know what you're talking about.
Exactly.
It's even scarier.
Isn't that scary?
Bestie.
So I'm thinking, oh my goodness, imagine if everybody would who's dressed as a zombie started doing Michael Jackson's Thriller.
Do you know there's a group, I think, in Tampa Bay, and they get together and they do the dance, and they've done it at the pier. And I used to be involved in the St. Paul Euclid Haunted Hike. It's a lovely fundraiser in my neighborhood. If you get a chance, go. They had to postpone to November, but they used to do Thriller there too. And at the Haunted Hike, you go around to people's homes and they set up these stories and they're costumed and the special effects. It's beautiful.
I thought that was the most amazing video when I saw that for the first time.
Which one? It was incredible.
Michael Jackson's
You're
Thriller.
You're not kidding.
Unbelievable. And it still holds up.
Were you scared?
I was. And I loved it at the same time. I was dancing, laughing, and scared all at once.
Oh, my God. I didn't know zombies could dance so well.
I know. And then I wanted to be a zombie. You know, I have never been a zombie. I've never played a zombie.
What is up with that?
Actually, little fun fact, everyone. Mary Rachel and I were up for the same role, and Mary Rachel booked it. Mary Rachel booked the role of the zombie.
Isn't that funny?
Wow,
yeah.
You're
such a truck driver, but I was a truck driver. My name was Stevie. How crazy is that?
I mean, it's a great name.
And my stunt.
You should see that photo, man.
My stunt double was my stunt double. It was this tall dude with braids. It was the funniest thing, and he had to drive the semi truck in. They wouldn't let me. They said, "Have you ever driven one?" I said, "No, but I can learn."
This huge
18-wheeler. Yeah.
Oh my goodness. So, getting back to the scary movies,
Friday the 13th. What was yours? Mine was
The Wizard of Oz. Now, I was about 4 or 5. There were boys that we were all girls in my family. I'm the youngest. And by like 7 and 8 years, and there were boys living next door, the same age as my sisters, not me. I'm the baby. And we go over next door. I remember going over next door. And of course, for Halloween, the TV, you watched regular TV, and they were showing The Wizard of Oz. And I remember my sister saying, and we were next door at the boys' house, and I remember my sister saying, "Do you think she's too young to see this film?" And the boys saying, "Oh, no, we're going to watch it anyway." And so I am watching, and it scared me so much.
Which part in particular?
Well, the flying monkeys.
Yeah.
And I knew when I saw the flying monkeys, something bad was going to happen. And it just, I couldn't watch it, and I had nightmares.
I know, right?
Nuts. It was nuts.
Okay.
Anyway, so go ahead.
Let's change for a second. Let's pivot. So going from scary movies, I understand you were just in France. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, I was just in France, actually.
Ooh la la.
Oh la la, c'est magnifique. I was at the Deauville American Film Festival representing the school duel in competition there.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Which won a prize. They had won the Canal Plus Special Jury Prize. And I'm so proud of this film. I really am. But you know what? I can't tell you anything about it because then I'd have to kill you. And it is Halloween.
But guess what? You can tell us. Who did you wear?
I wore my favorite designer, Balenciaga.
So usually calls me and she's like, you know, I'm going to France. There's this big film festival. But what shall I wear? Geez, who can I ask? So she reaches out to Demna and the Balenciaga team because Eugenie's not only a successful actress, she is an international model for Balenciaga. And so she reaches out to her team and they're like, oh, yes, you know, when are you going? What would you like? And so next thing you know, we see pictures and video coming up on the huge red carpet.
Yes.
Huge red carpet. And Eugenie is wearing this gorgeous tapestry of red velvet.
Yes, it is.
And so tell us about the accessories that went with the dress, please.
So first of all, I'm so grateful for Demna at Balenciaga for sharing that dress with me. I really, really am.
You've got some really cool friends.
I am grateful. Mm-hmm. And they sent the dress, and the dress was sent to one of the producers, the producer's hotel
Krista,
room.
Krista, baby.
Yeah. And she said, yeah, just send it here. And I'm sent this photograph, and it's like, it's this huge 5-foot box. And I'm going, oh my gosh, it's in our room. It's taking up all the space. And I open up the box.
It says VIP at the top.
Yes, it does. And I open up the box, and inside is, of course, another box and a bag and a Balenciaga bag and blah, 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 blah. And I take it out. There's a gorgeous dress. And then I dig inside. It's like oh my gosh, is it my birthday or something? So here's another box, and inside the box is a bag, and inside the bag are my shoes, and there's another bag. And I open up that bag, and it's a shoe. And then I look at it, and there's a zipper on the top of the shoe. And I look, and I think, oh, it's a shoe bag. It is a purse that looks like a shoe.
It matches your shoes to the T.
Yes, it looks just like my shoes. In fact, you can see it on Instagram, on my Instagram page, Euge Bondurant, E-U-G Bondurant, B-O-N-D-U-R-A-N-T. And there's a video because there was a wonderful French, journalist who said, "Eugénie, what are you wearing?" And so I, of course, explained it, and you get to see the shoe. It's really cool.
Exactly. Well played, my friend. Well played. And the videos and the photos are gorgeous.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I felt like a
movie star. You can say it, movie star.
Yes,
own
I did
it.
Feel like a
yes,
star.
And it, girl. Yes, and.
I did feel that way.
So if you want to be a movie star or you just want to live life better, tell us, ladies, how you can be reached and what to do to join the class.
Oh, that's great. You know what? Right now, we are wrapping up our fall semester of classes at Station 12. And our showcase is on Saturday, November 16th at 12 noon. It should run until a little shy of 3. It is free. It is open to the public. Free popcorn. Greenlight opens its doors to the public for the showcase, and you will see incredible talent. Our next round of classes will be available starting next week. You can find that at our Facebook page, which is Station 12 Studio, or you can go to the Greenlight website, which I think is greenlight.com. I'm going to find that out for you. And you can look up classes, and Station 12 Studio is listed on one of the drop-down menus. And you'll be able to see what the classes will be for the next semester, which starts the first week in January, starting the week of January 6th. That's how we find out about the next class.
It is greenlightstpete.com, and click on Station 12 Studio.
And we are thrilled as the improv team to be opening up the showcase on the 16th. So the people that take improv class will be entertaining the audience before the show starts. And if you've ever wanted to act and you don't think you can, yes and it. If you ever wanted to make movies, short films, and you don't think you can, yes and it. Find the people that know how to do what you need to do to create magic in your life and be more creative and artistic. Yes and laugh more.
Absolutely. So thank you very much. We really enjoyed having you and being with you today. As you know, I'm stumbling over my words. Mary Rachel is much better at doing this.
Oh, please, usually. Anyway, she knows exactly what she's saying.
We really appreciated you being here and being here with us today and sharing time with us.
Let's do it again. Yes, and everything, except murder or illegal
violence.
Drugs or anything that's going to hurt anybody. Yes, and open up the doors. Your life will elevate.